Shalom and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of July the 2nd, 2022, the 3rd of Tammuz, 5782. This is a revised version of a message originally posted the week of June the 16th, 2018, the 3rd of Tammuz, 5778. It is entitled, That's Not Fair, and I'm reading from Bimidbar, Numbers chapter 16 and verse 3. They assembled themselves together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, You have gone too far, for all in the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord? I want to share with you about a time I was traumatized. Maybe I should say triggered. It was about 4 years ago. My wife, our two youngest children, and I, along with several other homeschooling families, participated in an annual track and field day. We had been homeschoolers for a long time, beginning with our youngest child, we have 10 in all, back in the mid-80s. Having lived in different parts of four of Canada's largest cities and being committed to tailoring each child's schooling as best we could to their individual needs and abilities, our education experience has been quite varied. From time to time, we've been involved in formal and informal co-ops where we would connect with other families to provide subjects and/or activities to complement what we were doing at home. That particular school year, we enrolled our two youngest, the only children still living at home at the time, in a once-a-week formal co-op. For many years, the co-op parents put on an annual field day. That's all to say that it had been a long time since I've attended, not to mention been involved in such an event. I remember similar field days from my own public school years. Just like this one, they tend to be a mix of classic track events, such as running races of various distances, standing and running long jumps, etc., as well as the more fun varieties, such as the three-legged race. It was a most pleasant day for the most part, except for what triggered me. Before I get to the truly painful part, I was first taken aback by the giving of ribbons for first through fifth place. When did they add fourth and fifth place? Will this generation be lobbying the International Olympic Committee for more medal categories? I wonder what they would be made of. Now, would you believe that in 2012, a man from England took it upon himself to have pewter medals made and sent to fourth place finishers at the Summer Games in London? But my relatively minor state of shock over extending winning ribbons beyond third place didn't prepare me for the big trigger. As I was watching one of the races of the younger children, six-year-olds perhaps, it was so obvious that some children were genetically superior than the others. It wasn't even close as this one child, note my purposeful gender-neutral language, ran with superhero speed, comparatively speaking. I stood there with dropped jaw. It was incredulous that well-meaning parents, as I assumed these were, would allow such disparity of ability be flaunted before impressionable minors. This child, as were a few others, were clearly physically privileged. No wonder they had ribbons for fourth and fifth places. My daughter's group only had five competitors, so that was fine, but others had more. I don't know how the ribbonless children were able to show their faces in public after such a shameful display of inequality. Speak of unfair. Korah and company, who challenged Moses in this week's parsha, understood this, and they were even more irate than I was. Whether I was really traumatized or not is up to debate. You decide if I'm being satirical or still bitter over being such a loser at athletic events myself. I know the parallel isn't exact. The inequality demonstrated at the field day has to do with athletic prowess, while Korah was angry over what he perceived to be prejudicial preference. Yet I don't think the resentment principle at work in these two contexts are that different, especially when you take God into account. Korah, like Moses, was of the tribe of Levi. They were appointed by God to serve the priesthood, while God gave the priesthood itself to Moses' brother Aaron and his descendants. Being specially set aside by God to be Levites was not good enough for Korah, as he wanted the priesthood as well. While he accused Moses of favoritism, in reality, his resentment was targeted at God. Life isn't fair. Not everyone gets to be a priest, nor is everyone graced with the same abilities. Not everyone is born into the same life situation. Not everyone experiences the same challenges and/or opportunities. Not everyone handles their challenges and opportunities the same way. Life's not fair. What are we going to do about it? Hand out ribbons for 10th place? Don't hand out ribbons at all? Don't have competitions? Some may think so, especially if equality of outcome is to be the highest value. But is that what we want, really? More importantly, is that what God wants? With all the attention given to diversity in our day, do we know how to truly celebrate actual diversity? We're all so different. And to a great extent, it's by God's design. It may not be fair, but it's only when we commit ourselves to utilizing our God-given differences to their maximum potential, free of resentment, that each and every one of us can discover what we were created for.
Torah Bytes is located on the web at www.torahbytes.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbytes.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Torah Bytes. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bytes. Lehitraot.